This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
This week on our Feed Forum Friday, we check in with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will look at current prices and strategies as we go into the fall season. The two big programs we're going to look at, of course, is the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, known as the DMC program. And, of course, that's administered by the Farm FSA agency in your county. We're going to talk about the Tier 1 numbers here in just a few minutes, but let's look at what the payment is. Now, remember, you can enroll in this program. It's going to cost you about 14 to 15 cents per hundredweight, depending which plan you went with. January payments, 2019, $1.79 per hundredweight. In fact, that was enough money there to pay for the cost of the entire program for the year 2019. February price, $1.59. March price, $0.84 per hundredweight. April 2019, $0.68. May, $0.50 per hundredweight. June, $0.73 per hundredweight. Projections for July, August, September, $0.13 for July, $0.15 in August, and nothing for the rest of the year. And that's good news because the milk price is going to be above the cutoff point and that $9.50. Remember that $9.50 is a spread between milk price and feed prices. So if feed prices go up, that squeeze that number down and milk prices go up, of course, we lose the coverage. So what does it mean economically? Let's say I've got 4 million pounds of milk covered in my Tier 1. That's going to be about 180 cows. You could insure up to 5 million pounds. The cost of that program, and let's just do the annual cost for our listeners, the annual cost of that program would be about $5,800. Anticipating, even with no payments from here on out, you would receive $16,000 in payment from the insurance program. So you can see that was a really good program and plan if you enrolled in it and are there. The second one that's going to have impact, of course, is going to be milk prices. The good news, amazing, Bill, what 5 months will do. July milk prices for milk fat, $2.68 a pound. Protein, $2.40. Do you realize just about 4 months ago it was $1.14? Other solids, which would be primarily lactose, $0.17 a pound. Class 1 price in July, $17.55. The programmed estimated cost for August, down just a little bit. Butterfat goes down to $2.65, protein $2.36 versus $2.40, and lactose drops another penny at $0.16. Class 3 price around $17.28. Gosh, Bill, that's a lot better price than what we had when it was around $14.50 here just about 4 or 5 months ago. It appears prices are going to be very favorable at this point, but certainly things are going to be changing. We have no idea where the price of hay, corn, and soybeans are going to be because that is what sets the bar for the feed cost spread as well. What happens with the China tariff? Obviously, we've got a big tariff going on our dairy products. And not only that, our hay, our corn, and our soybeans as well. We also are looking at trade bills with Canada and Mexico, which would be favorable to increase the value of our dairy products going to those countries as well. So, Bill, the take-home message is 2019 looks favorable at this point, but dairy farmers cannot control the price, but they do control components and milk yield on the farm, and that'll be their strategy. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
The Dairy Margin Coverage Program has already paid $60 million to Wisconsin farmers.
Currently have about 5,300 dairy operations enrolled, and I would say we have another 300 to 500 to get in the door before the deadline.
That's FSA Sandy Chalmers, who says the sign-up deadline quickly approaching September 20th. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.